Psalm 34:4. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. I'm still in the book of Joshua. Some of y'all have been with me. You know, I've been studying Joshua. It's just filled with instruction on living, especially in times like today, tough times. Remember now, after the death of Moses, Joshua was chosen to lead the Israelites. He loved the Lord and he followed the Lord's commands and had been faithful to ask for God's direction in the challenges he faced, except this one time. Now listen what happened. The text says, when the people of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, they resorted to a ruse. In other words, they were afraid of Joshua, these people, and they decided to deceive him so that they could live in peace with him. So they developed a scheme so it looked like they really weren't neighbors. They'd come from a long way off. They purposely even brought dry bread and old wine to fool him. The text says, this bread of ours was warm when we packed it at home on the day we left to come to you, but now see how dry and moldy it is? And these wineskins that we feel were new, but see how cracked they are? And our clothes and sandals are worn out from this very long journey. Now, typically, Joshua would have inquired of the Lord, but this time we're told that his men, his must-be leaders, the men of Israel sampled their provisions, but did not inquire of the Lord. And Joshua didn't either, because Joshua just made a treaty of peace with them to let them live there. And Joshua and his advisors had made a mistake, and the people were mad as they could be over that decision. You know, he's a military strategist, and Joshua knew enough to talk to God before leading his troops into battle, but maybe this peace treaty seemed so innocent enough that he and the leaders made this decision all on their own. But by failing to seek God's guidance and rushing ahead with their own plans, then they had to deal with the consequences, angry people, and an awkward alliance with their neighbors. All right, how about me and you? How often do we fail to inquire of the Lord? We should make it a spiritual habit that we stop and ask God for his direction before you make any kind of big or small decision in your life. How many of us ask God before you buy a house? How about before you trade for a new car? Did you ask God before you said yes to that job offer? Was he consulted regarding the spouse you chose, or did you rush into that relationship all by yourself? Look back at the decisions you made with and without consulting God, and then use that knowledge of the circumstances to ensure you won't never make that mistake again. Lord, let us never venture out. Let us never run without you. Let us never run ahead of you. Keep us with you, close to you, Lord. Keep us close and guide us and teach us and remind us to always, always consult with you. You, the all-knowing, all-loving, all-compassionate, and wonderful Father, we love you. In your holy name of Jesus, amen.